Greetings, saints. Any blessings to you? Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Father, we ask you to give wisdom today and a warning concerning the things that are coming. And thank you for victory, ultimate victory. For we know you work all things together for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. So we put our trust in you today, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless us mightily in this meeting. Amen. All right. I'm going to continue with the Faction Election War 1, Part 2. And have a revelation here given to Gideon Smith. We called it the False Prophet Media Imparts the Beast Spirits. Okay. Gideon said, I had this dream on 11/16/20 that seems to run parallel with the dream I shared in 2009. There are many signs lining up between the two dreams. There's no way I would have known in 2009 that there would be a political figure in America named Donald. And my thought was, looking at both dreams, is that Donald has a, I would say, a double meaning. First of all, it means ruler of the world. We're seeing the world change hands here right in front of our eyes. And I know it's a temporary thing, and I've shared that with you, but it's to give the church time to grow up. Donald Trump is literally ruling in much of the world. The Donald in his other dream from 2009 is literally a deep state actor and is a false ruler of the world. So keep that in mind as I share these two revelations with you, which I think are relatively important here. Gideon said, while fasting about what direction my family needs to go in light of everything going on in America, I had this dream. Well, keep that in mind. I mean, because there are many families listening now, and we need to know what to do and what advice to give to others and who to pray for, etc. He said, in this dream, I saw darkness everywhere. Well, darkness, I believe, represents deception and lies, and that is everywhere. A major part of our government is into deception and lies. And God, in his mercy and grace, is doing something about it. Gideon went on to say, then I saw a giant television media screen. It was huge, like a drive-through theater size. I think this speaks of the vast false prophet mainstream TV media. I pity the people who are only watching TV to get their news. They should quit. And let me say that this darkness is being imparted through demons to the people out there. This huge media network is imparting demons through slander, as we found out in our own dealings with faction. It's imparted through slander and lies, and of course, communist deep state spirits to the watchers and to the listeners, right? Yes, and I've been saying this from the beginning, that they're sowing the seeds of all nations hating the church, because there's one common denominator between leftists and communists and, on and on, and it is a hatred for the church, the people of God. And these demons, if the people never believed in demons before now, they ought to be wise enough to figure this out. People don't just go crazy en masse like this. I mean, this is an impartation of demon spirits. And the leftists are soaking it up. God is separating a people here. There's no middle ground. We are in a civil or maybe uncivil war. Okay? He went on to say, anyway, there was a giant demon with horns, and they were made of fire, and he was extremely powerful. Okay. I believe this speaks of the horns of this beast, which is, according to Scripture, the false prophet. And the false prophet, by the way, in the secular world is the media. Revelation 13 and 11 says, and I saw another beast coming up out of the earth. And this, of course, this other beast pointed towards the first beast, right? We know the first beast is. It's the beast of the whole earth. All seven heads and ten horns are in the UN. Coming up out of the earth. And he had two horns. There it is. Like a lamb. But he spake as a dragon. Okay. They act like they're good folks. But they're not. They are speaking for the dragon. They're out to devour the earth. They're out to help the dragon, Satan, devour the earth. You should not watch mainstream media. You should tell everyone to stop doing it because they're taking on a lot of false assumptions. There is no proof behind anything that they say. They don't seem to have that anymore. And they're lying. And this second beast, this false prophet, is the voice of the dragon body of Satan. And if you don't understand the dragon body, when you read Revelation 12, you find out that Satan has taken on the beast, the body of the beast, seven heads and ten horns. Seven heads is the seven world ruling kingdoms and their seed all the way down to today, and the ten horns are the ten continental divisions of the planet Earth, and that's Satan's body. There's only two men in the earth, Christ and Antichrist. There's an Antichrist body and there's a Christ body. Many people who think they're in the Christ body are actually in the Antichrist body. There is a strong delusion happening because they loved not the truth and had pleasure in unrighteousness. So Gideon went on to say, he had fire all around him and darkness was with him. The only light on him was the flames that showed his shape. Well, no light means that he cannot speak the truth, as the false media on TV today. The light is fire in this case because he is a destroyer of lives. Many have gone stark raving mad watching and listening to him lie and deceive. And where is he? Well, Gideon went on to say, he was on the screen showing his power. Who is that coming across the screen? Do you want to sit and listen to that so that that filth goes into your mind and recreates in you what is going on out there? Why do you think so many people have gone crazy at one time here? He is speaking through the media to conquer the U.S. and Christianity. Gideon went on to say, this demon was extremely dreadful and very strong. Then I noticed that there was a man with me who had a weapon in his hand. It was extremely dark, but I could see him. He was preparing to fight this demon. Yes, he is preparing to fight this demon. And I believe that this is the Trump / man-child parallel here. Because we see many of the things that are said about Trump as far as Cyrus also spoken about the man-child, and they both in their particular realms, one is political and one is the church, have authority. I joined with him to fight this thing. Well, let me say, all true Christians out there listening to me should join their faith together to fight this demon. Kind of like Matthew 18:18-19 says, "Verily I say unto you, what things soever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and what things soever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven." So we have authority over the powers of darkness. We have to exercise that authority, and especially when we join together our combined faith and prayers and warfare is powerful. And that's what God is saying. Fight. You better fight. If you don't fight, you automatically lose. It doesn't mean everybody's going to lose, because some people are going to fight. And also Mark 11:23-24, it says, "Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain," kingdoms are like mountains in the scripture, "be thou taken up and cast into the sea." You know, we should cast this beast into the sea. He's a little bit premature, but he's still doing his work. And he's sowing the seed, and the seed is multiplying, because each one of those that receives those demons turns and gives them to others. And you have authority, so begin to exercise it. Do warfare. "Be thou taken up and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that what he saith cometh to pass. He shall have it. Therefore I say unto you, all things whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them." All things whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe that you receive. Do you believe Jesus? He is giving us authority. He passed on his authority to his children. And we need to be exercising it now more than ever. And what is this mountain thrown into the sea? Do you remember in Joel chapter 2 that the northern army had basically conquered apostate Israel and was now coming after the bride who was righteous, and God stopped them? And he cast one of them into the, part of them into the Eastern Sea and part of them into the Western Sea. He cast them into the sea. Mm-hmm. So who's got authority to do this? "Whosoever," he says, "shall say unto this mountain, be thou taken up and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that what he saith cometh to pass, he shall have it." See, you have the power of spiritual warfare. And Luke 10:19 says, "Behold, I've given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions." Those are demonic groups. "And over all the power of the enemy, and none shall in any wise hurt you." Over all the power of the enemy. Oh. Many people don't believe the word of God. They believe their preachers, who don't have any power, and therefore they say this was just for the apostles. But the Lord himself told his apostles to go and make disciples and teach them to obey everything I told you. So all disciples are supposed to exercise this authority. Gideon said, I didn't have any weapons on me, so a thought came leading me to go into my closet. And he puts prayer closet. Amen. And get my weapon. That's right. Pull out your sword. Amen. We all need to be in our prayer closet using our sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, to bring down the premature deep state dragon beast and free the people from the leftist demons that they have imparted. Right? Go to work, saints. This is an important time. An important time. Remember when the Christians went to work and prayed and exercised their authority and turned the previous presidential election around in midstream. I wouldn't say midstream, it was closer to the beginning, but but I saw when people prayed, there was an immediate change. The graphs went haywire. They were cheating. And the cheating was made to stop. So, make it stop. And he said, when I went into the closet, I saw a leather case, and inside of it was a shotgun with red shells / bullets. And he puts the blood. And I had another thought here, too, and the red for the political revival through Trump that's taking over the electoral map. You know, the electoral map is turning red. And guess who's helping it to do that? These crazies out there, as we shared with you already in our last section. They're causing people to turn red. They are our best ally. Show the world who you are and who we don't want to give it to, right? So we do this through prayer and warfare, exercising our authority. And also, a shotgun shoots many bullets at once, which is what we should do. Gideon said, I then proceeded to shoot at the demon on the giant screen multiple times. Okay, take that false fake media down, the false prophet who is pointing everybody to the beast and making beasts out of everybody, turning them into beasts, members of the body of the beast, etc., etc. And he said, I don't even know how I knew how to use the shotgun, but I did, and the man that was with me had a sword. The Word of God, right? We both were fighting this massive prince, and when I woke up, amazing how these two dreams speak as to what we're seeing now. Amen. So here is his dream, Gideon Smith's dream from 11/24, 2009. I had a very interesting dream. It is very profound to me, and I know it's from God. And in the dream, my wife and three daughters were sick and in a hospital. Well, he goes on to speak about them being a representation of the church. The church is sick, folks. They need to be in a hospital. You know, the hospital is supposed to be the church, where healing is supposed to be dispensed, not the way of the world, but the way of God. And healing, both spiritual and physical, takes place. It should be in the church. You should come out of there more and more coming into the image of Jesus Christ, but it's not so. The church is sick. And he went on to say, the doctors and nurses, representing the ministers, were saying they needed more sugar. In other words, ear-tickling doctrines that just placate you until you fall off the edge into hell. You know, they're not there to help you grow in the image of the same Jesus Christ, the one who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. They don't want you to come into that image. You would first of all leave their church if you did. So then, they were led to a floor below us. And I put loss of stature or maturity. It went down a floor into the earth. I noticed that they were giving them sweets, such as donuts, candy, and things like that. Yeah, telling them what their flesh wants to hear. Oh, yeah, they want to have a good income from their tithes that they put you under the law. And of course, the preachers live pretty good, don't they? So they want to tell you what you want to hear. You're pleased in the flesh. No, don't tell people about the crucified life. That would actually manifest Jesus Christ in them. The strange thing was that they were giving it to them through a garbage chute. Yeah, those seeking sustenance in the worldly church, symbolizing health in the hospital, are receiving spiritual garbage food for doctrine. Yeah. And Gideon said, sweets taste good to the flesh, but will not do any good for the spiritual man. This is true. The world's methods for healing or salvation will not contribute any good to the body of Christ. Being led downstairs brings to mind Colossians 2 and 20 through 3 and 2. And he gives it here. If you died with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourselves to ordinances? In other words, rules and regulations under the law, either rules and regulations of the church bringing you under the law or the Old Testament bringing you under the law, which separates from Christ. Not that we're not going to obey all the rules and regulations, but it's the other way around. Christ in us will do it. Put the word in us and repent, and we will do it. We won't need the rules over us. We'll have the rules written on our heart, as Paul said. And the verse goes on, verse 21, handle not, nor taste, nor touch, don't do this, don't do that, blah, 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 rules which are not even in the Bible, by the way, in many cases. All which things are to perish with the using, after the precepts and doctrines of men. Yes, that's the problem. We can't add to or take away from the Word of God. The precepts and the doctrines of God are there, and we shouldn't add to them. Men do that. They want to control, just like the communists. Which things have indeed a show of wisdom in will worship and humility and severity to the body, but are of no value against the indulgence of the flesh. It doesn't do anything to destroy the flesh. You see, the Lord didn't just come to change your mind. He came to change your actions. And the flesh, representing the mind of the old man, has to be destroyed. You have to repent. You have to change your mind. If you do that, the one who lives in you will live the Christian life. Okay, so his text goes on, 3 and 1. If then you were raised together with Christ, that's where your faith should be, right? Seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated on the right hand of God. Well, first of all, you certainly shouldn't sit in front of a TV set. If you wanted to have what was sown in your heart to bring forth Christ, you certainly wouldn't want to do that. Set your mind on the things that are above, not on the things that are upon the earth. And then he says, the garbage chutes show that what they were receiving was weak and beggarly rudiments or principles of the world, as in Galatians 4 and 9, which says, but now that you are come to know God, or rather to be known by God, how turn ye back again to the weak and beggarly rudiments, whereunto you desire to be in bondage all over again? Good point, Gideon. I agree with that. He said, when seeing this, I noticed that my wife and three daughters had come upstairs to see our new son. Now remember, going downstairs was negative. It was a loss of maturity. It was a sugary sermons that don't do you any good when you leave, and you don't even remember them the next day, etc., etc. So now, the wife and three daughters, representing the church, were coming up the stairs to see the new son. And he says, in reality, my son is already 9 months old, and that was in 11-24-09. In type, he says, the immature church will be brought up out of bondage into heavenly places when they come up to see the man-child of Revelation 12. I agree. That's what happened in Jesus' day. The apostates who were in the apostate church of his day, when they heard him, they sat and listened, and it entered into their heart and recreated the Christ life in them. They were hungry for truth, and they'd already heard that other garbage, and it wasn't doing them any good. So when they arrived, I met them, and we first began to look around the maternity ward, and I noticed all the babies were inside incubators that were full of sugary, powdery substances that covered the babies. So what did this church first need a revelation of when they were coming upstairs? Of the apostasy of the church. Revelation will be given to the immature church that sugary teachings make their flesh happy but is keeping them from maturing and keeping them on spiritual life support. Gideon said, these looked very undeveloped, dark, and unhealthy. And he puts in parenthesis, the babies in the incubators were premature. Well, their spirits or breath is man-induced, right? He said they could not grow into the image of Christ. They were full of the powdery, sugary substance which will kill them spiritually. It's true. All you got to do is accept Jesus as your personal Savior, and it doesn't matter if you live like hell, because God will forgive you. Then we went to see my son, whose name is Luke, and he was huge. In other words, he was born at that time, but he was huge. He was sitting up on his own outside of the incubator, perfectly healthy. And when I looked closer, I saw that he was completely covered in blood, and there were no wounds or harm to him. And he said, the man-child was covered and washed in the blood. He was fully mature and did not need an incubator to breathe. And in fact, he could sit up on his own because he was covered in the blood and cleansed from all the things that the other babies were dying in. Then the whole hospital and staff turned on the TVs. Yeah, that's what they do. There is nothing on the TV, folks, but deception from the false prophet mainstream media, pushing the deep state beast agenda. There is nothing on there that will give life eternal. And there was this big announcement being made by Donald Rumsfeld. Well, we remember him, you know, a deep stater. Donald Rumsfeld or some other politician, saying that they had created something great and wonderful. Yes, they want to tell you that, but it's a lie. And it is Satan ruling over God's people. And when looking on Wikipedia, I learned that Donald means ruler of the world. Wow. Yeah, but this is a false ruler of the world, the deep state beast. The immature church and false ministers feed on the fake stream media of the deep state beast. They even pledge allegiance to him. Yeah. They don't recognize him. You put the word of God in you enough, you will recognize good and evil. And Gideon said, "The great thing that I saw was a spirit." And he puts Hebrews 1 and 7. "And of the angels he saith, who maketh his angels winds," which is the Greek word for spirit, "and his ministers a flame of fire." And this is exactly what I saw, except for in this case it was a body of fallen angels or spirits. Yes. The corporate spirit of the beast from the bottomless pit inhabits the world dragon beast, the seven-headed body of the beast, and is imparting these spirits from the dragon beast. When I hadn't been to the Lord in a year, but about a year, when I decided I was going to get rid of that TV set. In fact, I hadn't even looked at it since I came to the Lord. I was just reading my Bible. And I looked at that TV set. I said, "What have I got that for?" It was a brand new TV set. I chunked it. How long does it take you to figure that out? It was less than a year for me. In fact, I think it was just a few months. I decided, I'm not looking at that thing anymore. I don't even want to. I was devouring the Word of God day and night, you know. Anyway, he went on to say, everyone seemed to be glued to the TV. They were mesmerized by the false prophet mainstream media belonging to the deep state dragon beast. He said they were watching this creation being introduced. Yes, that's what they're doing. They're putting that spirit in you to make you a member of the body of the beast. That's what they want to do. As they watched, I was taken to the clouds and saw this great thing that they were speaking of, and it was a gigantic pillar of fire with a fiery flame on top. And to Christians, they want to destroy everything that you received from God. Fire destroys. It sanctifies as it destroys. And the flesh needs to be burned up on the altar of the fiery trial. How does this happen? It happens when you hold fast to the word of God, not the word of men. That's how it happens. A fiery flame on top, flying up from the earth and passing the clouds into the atmosphere, but it fell down to the earth. Fell down to the earth. Well, Satan has taken over the head of the world body, which is the United States. That's why he wanted so badly to take down the United States. If you control the head, you control the body. However, he is premature, and he's being put down by God through the saints until the church is built up. What comes to my remembrance is, how shall Jacob stand, for he is small? And, of course, that was Amos's words to the Lord when the Lord spoke about judging the people. How could they stand? He is small. It's true. The people couldn't handle tribulation at this particular time. They don't even know you shouldn't be watching a TV set. And I'm not talking about the set itself. It's the stuff that's on it. You know? Satan is exalting his throne above the stars of God's people. But he's going to be cast down to the earth at the beginning of the tribulation, just as Revelation 12, 7 through 11 says. There was war in heaven, Michael and his angels going forth to war with the dragon. And that's who we're dealing with now, the dragon. And the dragon warred with his angels. Now, don't think the devil don't have angels. Some people say those are not angels. Yes, they are. It says so right here. He warred with his angels. And they prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. The great dragon was cast down, the old serpent, he that is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was cast down to the earth. And his angels were cast down with him. And I heard a great voice in heaven saying, now is come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. When Satan is cast down, the kingdom of God is lifted up. You see? For the accuser of our brethren is cast down. Now, wherever you find the accusers out there, you find the devil. Satan is the accuser. He said, the accuser of our brethren is cast down. You know who are in the dragon? The accusers. And have you noticed that the accusers accuse people who are not doing their evil of doing their evil because they're doing it? So who is going to be cast down here? That's right, the accuser, who accuseth them before our God day and night. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony. In other words, with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Unto salvation. They overcame him by the word of their testimony, their witness. Testimony and witness is the same word. Their witness. Who did they look like? Jesus? Well, some of them look more like the devil, don't they? Because they're accusers. Okay. And they loved not their life even unto death. So they believed in the crucified life. They weren't just feeding on the sugar, right? Isaiah 14, 12 through 15, most people recognize this as Satan and his fall. How art thou fallen from heaven, O day star, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground that didst lay low the nations? And thou saidst in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. Now, if you remember, God told Abraham that his seed was as the stars of God. And we are sons of Abraham through faith, the New Testament tells us. So, this is what he wants. He wants to exalt his throne and all that body that he has over the people of God, that dragon body, he wants to put them over. You know, the red communist dragon? Yeah. And I will sit upon the mount of the congregation. He done a pretty good job. He's pretty well ruling in the congregation. And yeah. In the uttermost parts of the north, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to Sheol, to the uttermost parts of the pit. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Then I was taken to the earth, where I saw its form from another perspective. I saw this pillar of fire, which seemed to be full of winds. Remember what he got? Spirits. The Greek word for winds is spirits. That kept its flame burning. It was stretched from the ground all the way to the sky. And then I saw what was on top of it. And to my surprise, it was the same image that is on the beast in everywhere Revelation below. The beast is everywhere at Revelation, which I'm going to share with you. Except the circle in the middle of the two horns was like the all-seeing eye on the back of the dollar bill. So you can remember and picture this circle, which is the globe, and the horns are the wreaths that go around the globe, and which is the UN symbol. So the circle in the middle of the two horns was like the all-seeing eye on the back of the dollar bill. The Federal Reserve, which is a criminal organization, notes, are owned by the deep state beast and are on their way out as the new currency owned by the U.S. Treasury are coming. Yes, get ready. The worldly will worship the beast at the command of the false prophets. In other words, the fake news media, right, is turning people towards the beast. Then after seeing this, I was back in the hospital with my brother beside me, who saw the same image as I did, but no one else did. His brother, of course, was that man-child. Jesus is our brother, and he's coming in the first fruits man-child to steer the church in the right direction. Praise be to God. So he said, then after seeing this, I was back in the hospital with my brother beside me, who saw the same image as I did, but no one else did. I urgently told him three times, that's Ra. That's the ancient Egyptian sun god, the false son of God, or Antichrist beast, right? Warning others of a false image of deity for 3 years. That's what he'd been doing. That's what I've been doing. Then, as the people were watching the news of this great thing, I began to warn them and tell them that this is the seven-headed, ten-horned beast. So this is the deep state empire trying to force the mark of the beast through their vaccines, but they are a little premature, as were Obama and Hillary. It's not time yet for the beast, the mark, and the image. The deep state will fall to the earth for a season and return in mid-tribulation when the full beast is manifested. You know, tribulation is broken up into two parts, first and second 3.5 years. First 3.5 years is called the dragon, and the second 3.5 years is called the beast. And that's the fully matured beast in the second 3.5 years. And he said, the people in the hospital began to listen to me. Oh, praise God. Those who were coming out of the institutional church, right? I noticed my wife was shaking her head, telling me not to speak about it anymore to them. Even though I felt led to keep talking, I stopped. Well, the worldly mother church will not want the truth to be proclaimed to their people. Amen. And then I woke up from the dream. And when I woke up and I told my wife the dream, she apologized for what she did in the dream, of course, because she didn't do it in the natural. The Lord was just using her as a type, right? Of course. Now, we had a revelation given to John Knowles, who hasn't been with us in years. He passed on to be with the Lord, left us all behind, doggone it. And we called it, the beast is everywhere. And John said, as I was watching TV, I began to see a similar shape in many corporate logos. I asked the Lord about it, and here's what I got. Remember, symbols are used to both reveal and conceal. To those with understanding, they reveal, but to the uninitiated, they conceal. And this is very spiritual, and it points to the identity of the beast of Revelation. And I put a little note there myself that this was way back then. This depiction of the UN on the bull's head is some of John's artwork for the Hidden Manna book. And you'll notice the really nice artist work that John did in the Hidden Manna book. And you'll notice that the two horns of the false prophet that we just spoke about. So here's a bunch of the pictures, you know. He shows a picture of Vonage, you know, the globe in the midst of the two horns. And compared to the same thing in Egypt, you know, Boniva, again, same thing, two horns looking up with the globe in the middle, but it's looking like a person there. Crestor, you know, is another one. And Nulasta, and he has pictures of the ancient Egyptian bull with the globe between the horns. He has quite a few of those here that are used. One of his drawings was the golden calf of Egypt, by the way. Why did they make the golden calf? Because it was the god of Egypt. They had taken on the god of the world rather than the god of heaven. And, of course, that's what the church has done. They've taken on a god of the world, not the god of heaven. So the golden calf is pictured here with the wreaths being the horns going around the globe, which has been captured by these wreaths. And so that's what they worshipped in the wilderness, as a type of the end times beast of Revelation, which the whole world will worship. And this symbolism is permeating our society. History repeats. Amen. You know, there's a lot of people being taken down by the media. I tell people, I tell my kinfolks and so on and so forth, I said, don't watch the TV set. There's a reason. There is a reason why people are going crazy out there. This leftist garbage that they're believing is part of that spirit that is capturing and has captured the world. we didn't even know there were this many radical leftists out there. And we didn't know how radical they could become. You know, even speaking that all the followers of Trump need to be killed. You know, all kinds of crazy stuff coming out. You think that those spirits don't want to kill those that are promoting returning to our original laws and rules? They don't have any rules. Lawless people don't have any rules. They want to destroy the Constitution. They don't like it. They don't want to be constrained by such a thing. And, you know, before the media was totally delivered over to these demons, they at least had to have some proof to stand behind their statements. Now they don't even bother. Since this radical left turn of the media, of Satan physically taking them over, they don't have to have any proof for what they say. Now, God Almighty says you have to have proof. Two or three witnesses, right? Nobody can be condemned without two or three witnesses. Well, does the faction have to have two or three witnesses? They don't even bother with that. The only witness they take is the witness of the first liar that sticks his head up. That's the witness they take. That's it. And he don't have any witness either. Don't have any proof either. No proof. They don't. They're lawless. Is the man of lawlessness is what God told us would come before the Lord's coming. The man of lawlessness. Are we seeing that? Yes, we are. They don't want any laws. It's okay to go from city to city and burn the city down because they didn't pay attention to your vote. Well, what happened? The majority of people did not pay any attention to their vote. So they don't believe in democracy. They want to put their authority on you because they're smarter than you. They're so smart that most of them don't have jobs. The only thing they can do is get hired to go out there and burn down cities and kill people. These are demons. We've been dealing with them very strong since 2011, somewhat before that too, but it got very strong in 2011 when the faction broke loose. And we were so surprised when we saw it spreading in the world, you know. But we'd been trained very good to recognize those spirits and how they receive them and so on and so forth. We've been schooled. And I'm so glad because the revelations that we're sharing out there are going to help a lot of people in the future, because when the church goes into the tribulation, guess what they're going to be facing? The same thing. Yes. And this education will help them to understand what's going on and what to not do, and which is depart from the Word of God. Don't depart from the Word of God. The Lord gives rules about relationships between the people of the church. They break every one of them. They never obey them. And the people of the world who don't have the sense to obey those rules, they are defenseless against demons being imparted to them. We, some time back, had revelations of the witches going from city to city to pronounce curses over the cities. And you think witches don't have any power? They have power to do what the Lord will permit them to do and what Christians will permit them to do, because what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. He has delegated his authority. And what we bind on earth is bound in heaven. So they went from city to city and imparting demon spirits. And we had those in our revelations, in our dreams, revealing exactly what they were doing. And so it's going on and on and on. Who can countermand this? Who has more authority than they have? I mean, their authority is Satan. Satan has to get permission to do anything he does. Read the book of Job. He doesn't have any sovereignty. You've been given the authority to use God's sovereignty to stop this and to save those that would be saved. So, well, Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for what you're doing today. We love you. We appreciate you, Lord. And please grant grace to your people to pray, do warfare. Amen. Good night.